Hello, it is February 29th, 2024, and today we have the Devil reversed, number 15 of the major arcana, and ruled by the astrological sign of Capricorn. One of my favorite things to see, the Devil in the reverse. I'll never get tired of seeing the Devil on his head, or of beating the demon at his own game. The card is ink black, which isn't a good sign in the tarot. The Devil is, very simply, dark energy. We can feel it like a black cloud overhead, descending and settling in around us and sticking like soot. Colors also carry their own vibration and significance, of course, and black happens to be my favorite color, although since I've studied color a bit and more aware of how color, which also carries musical tone and vibration, affects mood, I break it up these days. Black tends to absorb light, of course, and also vibrations and moods of others around us. For an empathic person, that is, one who picks up on the vibes around them like a walking sponge, this isn't necessarily a good thing. There is a reason black is worn at funerals and during periods of mourning. Green is the heart chakra, and I never get more random smiles and compliments than when I'm wearing a favorite green dress. In the upright, we don't get a good feeling from the Devil in his dark dungeon, perched on his podium with clawed feet, overseeing his two slaves in bondage, dog collars, and joined by chains. They are both hooked up to a big ring attached to the black box upon which he sits. He has taken them both under his wings, which are bat-like and spread across and beyond the width of the card. The naked human forms, one male, one female, both sprout devil horns of their own, and strange tails. The female seems to be sprouting a grapevine out of her butt, and the male a tail of flames. Our passions and addictions are what enslaves us to this shaggy, red-faced, hairy-eared, and bearded demon, thick ram horns protruding from his own oversized head. A favorite version of this card is of the Russian Tarot of St. Petersburg by Yuri Shakov, who paints the Devil with the face of the dictator Joseph Stalin, the two people chained to his podium deprived of their civil rights. The Devil does have the ancient gesture of the high priest down, however, and does not point towards heaven with his right hand, as does the Hierophant, or Pope, but forms the V between his spread fingers. The torch he holds in his left hand, when the card is upright, is held pointed downwards, but in the reverse, the torch is upright and able to cast light into this dark picture, melting the dark force like the Wicked Witch of the West. This is our own dark side, our own demon or demons, any addiction or habits or dark thoughts that keep us down. Depression is of the Devil, as are drugs, alcohol, or any word that ends in holic. Overeating, overindulging, shopaholics and workaholics, fear, jealousy, envy, anger, lack of self-control. These two people are bonded by toxicity, both enslaved by a common desire. Greed and materialism keep them together. Even trauma bonding or some other unhealthy common interest. Whoever this silver-tongued master of disguises is, and whatever temptations he or she offers, it's not working anymore. In the reverse, we've seen them, or it, for who they really are, and the chains are broken.